Hey babes, I hope you're all having amazing summers. I know I am here at the Oregon coast. I'm so grateful I'm not in the incredible heat that's happening in the rest of the country. But I do want to thank you for taking time out of your day, time out of your summer to listen to this podcast. I think we can all agree that in our lives, we've had the precious experience of getting to love a pet. Whether it was a dog, a cat, a parrot, a fish, we've all had the gorgeous opportunity to fall in love with some sweet animal that's in our lives. And Leslie shares a story this week that is so profound and so powerful about her two dogs and what happened after they were no longer in this world. I love these stories of love and animals and magic and the profound connections we can make with those little beings. Now, Leslie is an incredible person. Not only does she have her own podcast, The Light Within, which there will be a link in the episode show notes to that platform, she has a really interesting life journey. She was a TV news anchor with all the trappings, right? You imagine that she's making six figures, she's on the news, she's telling it straight for us, she's having incredible success. And then one day she looked at what was going on in her life and she realized that she was a total mess. After that realization, she changed everything and she found herself being led into the work that she does now. It's with plant medicines and specifically psychedelic mushrooms. And she uses those to help women especially connect with their higher selves and remember themselves as sacred. She does a lot of work with the body, a lot of work with somatic healing, and really it's to help us as human beings remember our sacred and profound connection with ourselves and our physical bodies. The work is so profound and her story is so touching. I hope you appreciate how vulnerable and open she was with me this week. I'm grateful to Leslie Draffin for telling me the truth of her journey and opening up the way that she did. So now, this very next episode of the podcast.
So, like, clearly I've been with this dog and this soul on, like, multiple timelines. So after he passes away 2 weeks ago, I, like, of course, even leading up to it, I was, like, looking at all the animal communicator things and, like, all the psychic mediums who talk to your animals, like, watching their videos on, like, TikTok or Instagram. And one of the things I really thought he would do after he died was come to me in dreams, because my dreams are incredibly potent and incredibly detailed. Even the night before we had to put him down, like, I dreamt about every single scenario that would happen, like, the next day, because I had to, like, make the call and it was just so morbid. But, like, I really saw him a lot in my dreams. He has not come to my dreams once since he died, but I have heard him twice and seen him once in the house.
I could actually talk to you probably for hours, just to let you know, because this is just such a fun and fascinating conversation for me. And I'm looking at our time, which is winding down, and I have to ask my question, the big question of this podcast, which is, I ask everyone, I bring everyone on and ask them if they would like to share a story or stories, it can be more than one, about something magical or miraculous or mysterious, maybe, that's happened in their life that changed everything or shifted their worldview or made them think about their connection to source in a different way. I would love to hear any and all that you would like to share.
So I knew you're going to ask this and I, like, had to make some notes. So I think there's a couple of things. the one that most closely aligns to this conversation, I'll share first, and then I'll share a truly weird thing. So I think for me, just the mysteriousness has really been about connecting and trusting the visions I've received while meditating with the womb. So like I said before, in the beginning, I really just thought I'm making this up, right? Like I'm just making up the fact that I'm like seeing the goddess in front of me while I have my sleep mask on and I'm listening to these like binaural beats, right? I'm making that up. And certainly when we are under psychedelics, we are more highly suggestible. So maybe I'm like making this happen. But especially at higher doses, I have had like divine connection and heard the goddess, like sat at the feet of their primordial, like reptilian goddess who looked scary as fuck, to be honest, but was like the craziest, like mother energy. And like I said, I had this experience last year where I was in a full dose journey solo here at my house and my blood started. Like I started bleeding during the journey. And I was seeing myself at the foot of the goddess. I was feeling like this, just all a full body feeling of like the empathy of the mother. Like my sister came in, who honestly you look a lot like, and she has like the biggest mother energy ever. She was there. And so that for me has really, I think, deepened my relationship with one, the goddess, but two, just the ability to trust myself, because I was trying to logic away these things that I was thinking I was seeing. And now it's like, no, I believe it, which leads me to the next part. So 2 weeks ago, my soul dog, like my soulmate in furry form, passed away. His name is Gunner. And it was a long time coming. He's 12. He is a Great Dane. So he was like with me since he was a baby. This dog and I are like soulmates. He previously has come to me in another psychedelic medicine journey where he was a human child, a little brown haired boy, and he guided me through my journey. So like clearly I've been with this dog and this soul on like multiple timelines. So after he passes away 2 weeks ago, I like, of course, even leading up to it, I was like looking at all the animal communicator things and like all the psychic mediums who talk to your animals, like watching their videos on like TikTok or Instagram. And one of the things I really thought he would do after he died was come to me in dreams, because my dreams are incredibly potent and incredibly detailed. Even the night before we had to put him down, like I dreamt about every single scenario that would happen like the next day, because I had to like make the call and it was just so morbid. But like I really saw him a lot in my dreams. He has not come to my dreams once since he died, but I have heard him twice and seen him once in the house. So I heard him drinking water. He had a very distinctly, I mean, he's massive and he had those huge jowls. I heard him drinking water when nobody else was here. And I heard him getting situated on the couch late at night after my husband was in bed with me. I had this leather couch and like he'd always lay on it. And so it makes a very distinctive sound. And then as I was going to bed one night, I like looked in the shadow, like he would always kind of stick his head in the door of our bedroom and look at me, and he was there. I'm like, okay, so I'm being visited by the spirit of this dog. And then last night I heard our other dog, Cece, who passed away in 2022, her little tip taps on the floor. I was like, is that Gunner? Like, no, it's not Gunner. It must be Cece, because she's the only one who had like those smaller feet. She was not a Great Dane. So I really think that, and I told my husband this and he was like looking at me like I'm crazy, but I feel like if I hadn't already been doing this work to like just trust that this is what it is, like, why would I not? Like, I know this dog is my literal like soul companion, and I'm just really surprised he hasn't come to me in a dream yet, because I would like to have like that ability to see him. And I certainly have dreamt of our other dogs who passed away, but I actually did meet with a pet psychic last week. It was fascinating. I'm going to talk about that on my podcast later this summer, but I guess what I share that is that I think that that really solidified my belief around like what happens in the afterlife. I think that we like go up into wherever, the primordial soup, the universal soup, and like our consciousness connects with like our soul team. And I know he's on the soul team for sure. But it's really interesting, and it's been very cool to like allow myself permission to continue a relationship with him. Like I write him a letter every day, and have a little multiple altars for him. And here he is, like sending me all the little signs. And I also smelled him. It was dog poop that I smelled, but he had had an issue where he was basically like unable to control his bowel movements for like the last year. And I'm like, there's no way I didn't clean all this dog shit up. There's no reason why I should smell dog poop right now, except for the fact that must be Gunner here.
Babes, for listening to this next midweek miracle episode, and I really hope that you appreciated meeting Leslie Draffen. There will be a link to her podcast as well as to her website in the episode's show notes. She's truly at the leading edge of what healing is going to look like, at least I believe this, in the coming years. This world is not one size fits all with healing. And so different modalities are going to work for different people. And I, for one, am glad that Leslie is doing this work, especially for women out in the world. I need to thank Leslie for agreeing to be on our podcast, and I'm actually going to be on hers. So I'm looking forward to reconnecting with her again so very soon. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and please do consider writing a review or leaving a rating. Those ratings and reviews are ever so important to getting other people to discover this podcast. And don't forget about the YouTube channel. There will be a link so that you can check it out when you have the time. It's another labor of love of mine. It does prove also that old dogs can learn new tricks. So if you want to see what kind of tricks I've been learning, check it out. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Leslie. Never lose hope. Remember, babes, that at any time in your life, if something isn't working out or you feel like your path has kind of veered off course or you're heading in the wrong direction, there is always time to pivot. There is always time to find your way back to that path that you are meant to be on. So be like Leslie, never lose hope, and truly understand that you always have the skills necessary to find yourself back to the path that you are meant to be on.